Let's remember American combat operations in Afghanistan are supposed to end after next year. So if they do, if the fighting stops in Afghanistan, at least for Americans, does that mean the war on terror is over? The man who used to be the top lawyer at the Pentagon asked that question last year. He's Jay Johnson, and today he's going to testify on Capitol Hill because he is President Obama's choice to lead the Department of Homeland Security. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on what the end of the forever war might mean for Guantanamo and drone strikes.
Jay Johnson says he vowed to serve his country after he saw the World Trade Center towers smoldering from his New York City office a dozen years ago. But in a speech last year at Oxford University, Johnson was the first government lawyer to raise this question.
Now that efforts by the U.S. military against al-Qaeda are in their 12th year, we must also ask ourselves, how will this conflict end?
Johnson predicted a tipping point when so many al-Qaeda leaders have been killed that the group won't be able to attack American soil. The U.S. drawdown in Afghanistan, scheduled for the end of 2014, represents a pivotal moment. Steve Lodek teaches law at American University in Washington.
The withdrawal of ground troops in Afghanistan is going to embolden arguments by detainees that the entire justification for their initial capture and detention has basically fallen apart.
For years, the Obama administration has used a law Congress passed shortly after 9/11. It's known as the Authorization for Use of Military Force, or AUMF, and it's the basis for detaining people at Guantanamo Prison and at the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Jay Johnson suggested that the end of that war authority could mean the end of the facility at Guantanamo.
We will also need to face the question of what to do with any members of al-Qaeda who still remain in U.S. military detention.
A few months ago, President Obama called on Congress to limit or repeal the AUMF. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina pushed the other way in an exchange with Michael Sheehan, an Assistant Secretary of Defense.
Do you agree with me the war against radical Islam or terror will go on after the second term of President Obama?
Senator, in my judgment, this is going to go on for quite a while, and yes, beyond the second term of the president.
And beyond this term of Congress?
Yes, sir. I think it's at least 10 to 20 years.
Others in the administration have been far more cautious about extending the war that far into the future. Still, national security experts like Ben Wittes of the Brookings Institution say Guantanamo isn't likely to close anytime soon.
The end of the conflict and the end of combat operations in Afghanistan are not necessarily, legally speaking, the same thing.
Back in 1948, the Supreme Court ruled German enemy combatants from World War II could be held for years after the fighting ended. The Justice Department could use that precedent today. So that's the issue of what to do with detainees in places like Guantanamo. Jay Johnson's proposition that the war on terror has to end sometime also applies to the use of drones. Again, American University's Steve Lodek.
Part of this conversation is really not just about Afghanistan. It's about everywhere other than Afghanistan. And for the next 10 years, where exactly is the U.S. government going to have the authority to use preemptive and potentially lethal military force?
Lethal military force, including weaponized drones that have killed militants in Somalia, Yemen, and Pakistan. Wittes of the Brookings Institution says the Obama administration has already taken steps to tighten its standards for targeted killing, to focus on the most senior operatives who pose the most serious threat. However, it turns out, Wittes says, Johnson has raised some important questions.
One of the ideas that lies behind war is that it's a temporary state of affairs, not a permanent state of affairs, and that the authorities that you exercise in war do not go on indefinitely and forever.
Building legal structures for this non-traditional conflict with al-Qaeda, he says, could remain a substantial challenge well into the future. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.